What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Select Start. We're back with a brand new fire episode. Sorry that we've been a little bit inconsistent. Things have been a little crazy, but we're gonna get back on schedule and get back to recording when we need to. So don't worry, this is all Caleb's fault, so blame him.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Thanks.
we're
Absolutely. Thanks.
we're gonna
Right
blame
under the bus. Right under the fucking bus. Thanks, 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 thanks.
We're gonna just blame it on him. No, but for real though,
Because I'm white.
Oh my God.
oh man. All right.
So, anyways, about our first topic, seeing as you're white,
yeah,
how
let's
about
jump
we
into it.
how about we talk about that that Jake
Speed.
Lucky post, huh?
I speed.
Oh, I show speed.
Yeah.
The YouTube streamer.
Yeah, known
Is it
for his
okay?
wild reactions, his over-the-top angry reactions. He's kind of like another Tyler
He's a bit of a
One.
rager, isn't he?
Yeah, he rages
Yeah,
a lot. That's
like
kind of like,
screaming at the girls in his game and
yeah.
calling bitches and all this other stuff in a
Not
post
only
clip
that though,
on
like
Twitter.
he
And yeah.
yeah, I was okay. He does. It's not like just like that's just what Speed is like known for, is like these like dying in a game and then just fucking raging like at his team in general, just like even like just calling his team like you guys are a bunch of fucking idiots and like screaming and breaking controllers and stuff. Like that's just like his content. Like he does it for clicks, he does it for content and stuff, so.
Yeah, but what I like have heard specifically about the clip in question, I wish we could pull it up, but like, have it on video here so we can show it. But what I've heard about that, and I was reading through that thread because I saw like, I of course just like Caleb, I follow Jake Lucky on Twitter, and when I was reading through the replies, a lot of people said he was provoked. Like a lot of people say
Yeah,
Speed catches a bunch of
there
flack.
was another clip or something somebody posted. It was like, if you're gonna ban him, you gotta ban these people too that were like being just as bad towards him.
Yeah, I mean, you also
But it doesn't
his
excuse like his
yeah, and
actions.
you also got to understand his community is kind of built around this. He gets like a like his community will give him like text-to-speech stuff to piss him off and like racist stuff against him and a bunch of stuff to get this reaction. And so like a lot of his community are just like, oh, well, that's just Speed. Like there's nothing wrong with it. It's just how Speed is.
Yeah, that I don't care. That doesn't excuse
Yeah,
anything.
that doesn't excuse.
Oh yeah, no.
Fix yourself, bro.
Yeah. And Caleb, why don't you explain the clip first, and then because he did respond to it. I don't know if y'all saw that.
He did.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
saw the response. It was like that clip months ago. I've changed. Like it's from like 2 months ago. I've changed. Like I'm not even like that anymore, bro. It's been 2 months. Sure, you're still like that. But a Valorant dev saw the clip that Jake Lucky posted and banned him, permanently banned him from all Riot games
Yeah.
for life.
Which is
And then
wild, dude. Which is wild.
they found the other people on the team from the other clip and banned them.
Okay, good. Very, very good. Because Speed didn't, like, okay. We obviously don't know the entire context, you know what I'm
Right.
saying? A lot of
Yeah.
a lot of things that the internet is extremely good about is taking a lot of things out of context.
Yeah.
And of course, out of context, Speed, I mean, looks like an asshole. Plain and simple. I don't care if it's for clicks. I don't care if that's a persona that he puts on. But like, come on, Doug.
Yeah,
Like
no.
that's not a good look whatsoever.
Yeah, and his
And go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and in his response to he was like, he was telling his community, he was like, don't like defend me. He was like, I was completely wrong in that situation. He was like, I'm completely 100% in the wrong. He was like, that wasn't right of me at all. And he admitted to it. He was like, you know, I'm wrong. Don't defend me. This is, you know, what I did was messed up. It was fucked up. And he was like, you know, I've been doing better. I've been trying to change and stuff. And he also kind of explained too, he was like, you know, I was having a really bad day and like getting a lot of racist text to
Yeah, his
speech and
grandma
stuff.
died or something.
Yeah, his aunt died and stuff. And I mean, again, does not excuse what he fucking did, and I think it's appropriate for him to be banned from everything.
Yeah, but in the same token, bro, like we make mistakes, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that by no means is the mistake that he made not worth the absolute ban that he got, because it is. But a lifetime thing, that's tough. That's tough, because Jake Lucky definitely fueled the ban for life there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, Jake's got a massive following.
Right.
Humongous following. And I think that if they would have come out and Jake would have avidly supported the apology, and I mean, understandably, the time frame is just a couple of months. You can't become an entirely different couple. Like, you can't just do that. You don't just change who you are,
right?
You know, but in an entirely like 60 days, you could definitely look back on that and go, "Damn, dude! Like, yeah, I really messed up there."
Right.
Like, that's like everybody saw that, and now we have a dude who's banned. He's obviously still gonna make content. Like, whatever content he does, he's going to make.
Yeah, I think, like, right now he's live, and I think he's playing, like, Fortnite or something.
Okay, cool. He's still got content to make.
He's playing Fortnite right now.
The head of YouTube creators, the global head of YouTube creators, commented on his tweet, too, and was, like, on it. So he might get banned on YouTube.
Oh, that's terrible, dude.
I don't think he will, because he is the biggest streamer on YouTube right now. Like, there's
got like 6 million followers.
Yeah, he has 37,000 people watching him right now. That might just be because of this whole controversy that people, it's jumping up. But apparently, yeah, he usually gets around like 37,000, which is like, you know, that's pretty fucking big. That's more than, you know, I think Mizkif even gets. I mean, it's.
Mizkif has 44,000 right now.
Yeah, so he's hitting like Mizkif numbers. He's hitting like these really big numbers. Like right now, he has more than Summit, Tyler, Moist Critical, Sykuno, Myth, like these big names. So he might get a strike on his channel or something, but I don't think he's going to get banned.
Okay. I think that he. Maybe YouTube and Riot should have approached this similar to the Tyler 1 situation, which is like,
yeah, but you know, Tyler 1's not.
He wasn't. He
like
wasn't,
a, mis- no, no. Being a misogynist and.
Yeah, 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 no, I agree. I agree.
And there's like other clips of him doing it, not just that one.
Yeah, and I am. Infinitely, like, I don't know, dude. I think no matter what, who or what you do, if you screw up in such a way that
live with the consequences.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you screw up in such a way that you don't do, or you do something and it's taking out of context or whatever, and it's
don't
clipped.
Put yourself in those situations,
right? You just drop the lobby altogether. You just, if that's what's going on, drop the lobby, get out,
or mute everybody,
right? Try to freaking do something to avoid a situation, and then saying the misogynistic comments about the women and all that stuff. Like, yeah, you just dug a hole and then you kept digging,
right? Yeah.
So, all in all. Is the ban good? Yeah, it is. It is deserved. Is the ban for life good? Come on.
I think if he...
I've seen people get banned on League, like big streamers get banned on League permanently for less.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like we've done it for less, bro. Like, come on.
I think if he...
That's ridiculous.
I think if in, say, like a year or two, and he shows that he's not the same super rager, say whatever I can to be offensive kind of person, he may be able to get unbanned. I mean, like Tyler One was like pretty much permanently banned from fucking League, went on like a very long journey showing Riot and everyone like, hey, I'm getting better, I'm changing, and I'm not as reactive as I used to be. And look at him now, he's unbanned and he can play League again. He's live playing League right now.
Oh yeah, man, I watched Tyler. Oh man, dude, he was in a game with Quantum the other night and he just trolled the shit out of them. It was so bad.
Out of Quantum or?
Yeah, like he Tyler One got support. He picked Kane support. I think he took Smite. And then he just roamed around and was like inting everybody's lane and was just like, whatever, fuck y'all.
I wanna say like the campaign that Tyler One put on though is wild. Like that man.
Yeah, he's a wild one.
Yeah, so he proved himself.
Yeah, he's also like a super nice guy in person.
Yeah. Also, that reminds me, I was playing League today and I did one brawl, and it was, we got Talia, and the enemy team had Kench, and
oh Jesus,
we were like, yeah, we just lose this, and literally they had like 5 kills first like 10 minutes. I just, like, I think half the team just left the game, and I was just like, yeah, fuck this, and I left too. Like, we all just left, pretty much. What, the dude in mid was the one who wanted to play Talia, and was like, no, dude, we win. And I was like, dude, none of us know how to fucking play this champion. Like, she's such a niche champion. I'm like, not many people play her, and not many people know how.
I play her.
Hey, my point stands.
Midbeast one tricks her, playing her in Korea right now, and got to Masters playing pretty much only Talia.
Well, I'm so glad that he did that, but I don't play her and I don't know how, so.
It's pretty easy once you play a couple games.
Yeah,
let's,
I had.
Speaking of League, let's get into some LCS talk.
Of course.
Been going on.
Of course.
I have tons of notifications on my Twitch every time they pop up, and I'm like, you know, I probably should watch some of this, but I've just been busy.
Yeah, so we had the upper bracket round one happen. Had 2 games of the top 4 teams.
Okay.
Had EG versus Team Liquid.
Okay.
Best of 5.
Team Alrighty.
Liquid took it in a pretty banger series, 3-2. And we had my boys, 100 Thieves, versus Cloud9 with an absolute stomp, 3-0.
Hey, let's go.
And then we had the lower bracket. Because Evil Geniuses and Cloud9, they lost, so they went to play the 2 lower bracket teams. We had Cloud9 versus Golden Guardians. Cloud9 stomped them 3-0. And then we had EG versus FlyQuest. It was kind of close series. Like, FlyQuest put up a good fight, but it Evil Geniuses came out on top 3-1. And so in the upper bracket finals, we got 100 Thieves versus Team Liquid. Whoever wins that game goes on to the grand final. And we have lower bracket round 2, which will be EG versus Cloud9. Whoever wins that goes to lower bracket finals. Whoever loses is out. And whoever wins that game plays the loser of 100 Thieves and Team Liquid. And I think the upper bracket finals and lower bracket is this weekend. And then the finals for upper bracket and grand finals is next weekend in Houston.
Nice. And y'all are going, right? Or you're going, right, Caleb?
I thought about it. We'll see.
Okay.
I want to go. If I can.
LCS finals. Or LEC finals happened this weekend, so we have a champion. So in the final, we had Rogue, who was the number one team this season, versus G2. I did not expect G2 to make it all the way to final, because their regular season wasn't that great till about the end. But G2 smacked Rogue in the finals. 3-0. And it was their first time in the LEC having fans back in the audience. And LCS also had fans for the first time this past weekend in 2 years.
Okay.
So G2, since they won Spring Split, they get to go to MSI, which I think is in Korea this year. And MSI is like a basically a mini Worlds, like for middle of the year. All the best teams who won their regions go and compete.
Okay, so MSI will not be a mindless self-indulgent concert. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so it's pretty hype actually.
Bet.
G2 and T1, I think last time they played last year in MSI, G2 stomped them. And so T1 and G2 kind of been doing a little smack talk to each other's. T1's been saying they're going to get revenge. And they probably will, because they're probably the best team in the world right now. Going undefeated to win the championship.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Oh. Caps did an interview, and they were asking him if he's looking forward to MSI and playing Faker again. He was like, well, we smashed them last time, so Faker's probably angry, and I don't know if I want to go against angry Faker.
Hey, I mean, he still is probably one of the best players in the world.
Still the Demon King.
Okay, yeah. So Faker... Is Faker a favorite in all of this? Is
Faker is the greatest League of Legends player to ever play the game.
Okay, is that a commonly?
He's like the player? Yes, like everybody knows. He's like okay. The Messi / Ronaldo of League of Legends.
The Tom Brady of League, if you will.
Won 3 world championships.
He has the most championships, the most
he's
worlds.
He's won LCK like 10 times.
Yeah, he has like the most
he's won
MSI. Titles.
It's just ridiculous. And he's been playing since he was like 17, and he's only like he's only 24 or 25.
Yeah, he's worth like millions.
Yeah,
and he's part owner too of SDK.
It's just
T1. T1.
Nice. Okay. So
he's always
also
favored.
This kind of has to do with League and Rocket League.
Okay.
So Rogue, they have a Rocket League team, right?
They do.
Their owners, should I just see? Oh, let me see. Okay, here it is. So Rogue and London Royal Ravens owner. Royal Ravens is, I think it's Call of Duty? Or it's either Call of Duty or Overwatch? I don't remember. Their owner, Rekt Global, was bought today for $470 million by Metaverse company.
Rogue and this other company?
So Rogue and London Royal Ravens owner, the like organization that owns Rogue and the Royal Ravens, which is Rekt Global, they were bought out today for $470 million by Infinite Reality.
Damn. That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
So we're on the topic of esports, Caleb. Did you see that 100 Thieves Valorant player retired today?
Yeah, so...
Hiko?
Valorant news. Hiko, he was used to be a professional CS player. He's been in the scene, I think, for like 25 years now. He's, I think he's like my age, 32, 31, something like that. He retired from professional Valorant play today, but he is staying on at 100 Thieves as a content creator and is going to be a full-time streamer now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on
Twitterverse.
No, I saw that on juke.gg.
Ah.
Saw it on Miskiff's stream.
That's a weird place to see it.
I was watching Miz, and he was watching it and reacting to like a bunch of stuff, and one of them was him saying he's retiring.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of juke.gg, but it's
I think so.
It's a esports news website. It's kind of like Twitter, but for just specifically esports news, and it's all like esports content.
Oh, okay.
You can follow specific
what's it called
categories. Juked.gg.
Juked.gg.
Do it on your phone. Yeah, do it on your phone though. Do it as an app. Don't do it as a online web page.
Also in Valorant this past weekend, Valorant Champions Tour Masters and. Iceland, Reykjavik started.
Right, yeah, I know Valorant got big tournament going on right now.
Excuse me. Yeah, so they had started their like big tournament they do every couple months before champions. So they're doing the group stage right now. There's two groups. The top four seeded teams get don't have to play groups. They get a bye straight to the playoffs. That's G2 Esports from EMEA, The Guard from NA, Paper Rex from APAC, and Loud from Brazil. So they get a bye. They don't have to worry about group stage, nothing like that. Then the group stage teams, we have eight of them. Fnatic, EMEA, Team Liquid, EMEA, from Korea, we got DRX. NA, we got Optic. APAC, we got Xertia. Japan, Zeta. LATAM, Crew. And I think they're from Brazil. Ninjas in Pajamas.
Ninjas in Pajamas, yeah!
Yeah, so we already have two teams get knocked out. They got knocked out today.
Not the Ninjas in Pajamas did.
No, they didn't.
Let's go.
So in Group A, we have in first place, who has been really fun to watch. I've been watching them, and I think might make it to finals because they're just stomping everybody. Is from Korea, DRX at 2-0. Then we got Ninjas in Pajamas second at 1-1. Zeta from Japan at 1-1, and then Fnatic. Got knocked out today, going 0-2. Yeah, they got beat by Ninjas in Pajamas and Zeta.
Ninjas in Pajamas.
The Asian teams are looking really good, and that's kind of scary because they're already good at everything else.
Wow.
Like they haven't been that great at Valorant, and now they're starting to get really good. And that's Valorant's like the one game where. EU and like NA have been dominant.
Hello, Rocket League? What?
Well, besides, I don't really watch Rocket League, so I know NRG, but. And then in Group B, we got in first place Team Liquid 2-0 from Europe. Second, we got our NA boys Optic Gaming at 1-1. Xertia is from. Thailand, I think, at 1-1, and then Crew Esports got knocked out today at 0-2.
Ooh, that's rough for Crew.
Yeah, and they're from LATAM.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's tough for that. So that's been going on. More games tomorrow. Tomorrow we got Xertia versus Optic, and then Ninjas in Pajamas versus Zeta.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I think that's just proceeding, maybe? I don't know. But yeah, that's been going on. And Valorant prize pool, first through fourth get money. First place gets $200,000. Second, $120,000. Third, $85,000. And fourth, $65,000. Everybody gets money. So fifth and sixth at $40,000. Seventh and eighth, $25,000. Ninth and tenth, $15,000. 11th and 12th, $10,000.
Here, let me join. I'll start my own team. I mean, if I get money either way.
And then Fun Plus Phoenix weren't able to participate because it says caused by travel restrictions in Ukraine and Russia.
Damn, that fucking sucks.
Fun Plus Phoenix, they're a Chinese team, but I guess their Valorant team is from Russia and Ukraine.
Hmm. Well,
but they got $25,000 for free.
Oh yeah.
And they got 200 circuit points.
Easy money.
Yeah. So,
enough about esports. Have you guys played any new games lately? Because I have.
Just been playing Valorant.
I'll be honest with you. I have definitely been trying to keep up on my Elden Ring grind.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah, you ain't beat the game yet?
No.
There's no such thing as beating the game.
Did you guys see? Speaking of Elden Ring, did you guys see that dude that beat Elden Ring without taking any damage at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. Homie definitely grinds the hell out of the game. That's for sure.
Apparently, he does that with like a lot of games. His whole thing, he speed runs games without taking any damage.
Yeah, get it for the Dark Souls game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's gonna be hard in like Elden Ring and Dark Souls where you're just getting fucked the whole time.
So I have been playing a few new games, because I'm always trying to get new games in. One that I was recently playing is called Midnight Ghost Hunt. A lot of fun. $20 on Steam right now, it's in early access. But it's like Phasmophobia meets Prop Hunt. So there's two teams, Hunter and Ghost. So the Hunters, I'll start with them. They have a bunch of different weapons. Like, they have one. You start out with a basic one, and you can unlock all of these weapons just by playing the game. But they have, like, this basic one that just shoots, like, this big ball, like, of electricity. And they have, like, a flamethrower. They have this frost gun that, like, freezes the ghosts. They have a harpoon, which you can, like, harpoon the ghosts to you, and they can't move. And then they have, like, a riot shield. They have a sledgehammer, this, like, electric, like, taser thing. And it's really fun. You get perks as well. So you start off with one that's called Lightweight, which you run faster. They have, like, Juggernaut, which gives you more HP. They have Quick Reload and, like, all these different things. And they also have equipment. So, like, a vacuum to vacuum up the ghost so they can't get revived. Defibrillators to bring back hunters that are knocked unconscious. Traps, grenades, stuff like that. And then you have the ghosts, which you there's a bunch of different ghosts. You start off with one called the Phantom, which is... it can go invisible and it can attack, and then all the ghosts can attack, all the ghosts can possess items. So the ghosts, what they have to do is the first, I think, 5 minutes of the game, the ghosts have to hide. So they possess an item like a crate, a lantern, a gargoyle, a statue of armor, an anvil, a stack of hay or whatever. And they have to hide until midnight. And then the hunters have to go around and try to find the ghosts and kill them. They have different ways of finding them, like the radar. They can do the sound. They have one that finds your footprints. And so they have to try and find you. And you just look like a random item. And then the ghosts have to try to kill the hunters. And they have to try to make it to midnight. And so then if the ghosts, say, like, half your team, like, you're playing on the ghosts and two of the ghosts die. So you, the other two are like, okay, well, let's just play it safe and hide. And then when midnight comes, all the ghosts get brought back and they start glowing red, and so they can't hide anymore. But they're a lot stronger, so they do more damage and stuff. And the ghosts at midnight try to kill the hunters before the hunters leave. So each team basically has to survive 5 minutes. And whichever team survives, whether the hunters kill all the ghosts or the ghosts kill all the hunters, or the hunters don't kill all the ghosts but they survive the last 5 minutes and get out, they win. And then you get a bunch of these ghost shards, and those you can use to unlock equipment and perks and different ghosts and weapons and stuff. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it if you like Phasmophobia or like prop hunt and you want something that's a little bit different, something that kind of blends like combat and strategy with also like the fun of like prop hunt and ghosts and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. It's I played it for a good probably like 2-3 hours today. And then another game, this one is a little bit cheaper, called Vampire Survivors. It costs $3 on Steam. And basically you have the different characters you unlock and you can play as. Really easy to unlock all the characters. I've played maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes of it, and I've already unlocked all the characters of the first four characters. And basically, you're on this endless map with endless waves of vampires and ghouls and stuff coming at you, and you kill them, and you get XP, and when you level up, you get three random abilities, and you pick which ones you want, and you just basically have to try to survive as long as you can and gain XP. And then...
Yeah, it's a roguelike.
Yeah.
Roguelike game.
Yeah.
Just bought it.
Vampire Survivors?
Yep.
Yeah, it's so much fun, man. It's a cute little 8-bit game. I haven't been able to get past the first map, so to unlock the next map, you have to get to level 20. At level 14, it gets so hard. But I will say this, you unlock different more abilities as just by doing things like to unlock garlic, which is like really fucking broken. You have to find 5 chickens on the first map, which the chicken is food, so it gives you health. So if you find 5 of them throughout like your games, like you don't have to find 5 all in one game because that's gonna be fucking hard. But once you find 5, you get garlic, and then garlic is like this AoE around you. It starts off really small at level 1, but it damages and pushes back enemies. It is really strong. But it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. It's on sale right now for like $2.70. It's super cheap, guys. Go ahead and buy it. It's a lot of fun. If you like roguelike, if you like survival-ish like combat games, it's really fun. It's a cute little 8-bit game.
Yeah.
And then also some of the free games, if anybody is wondering, since it's kind of something I want to try to do every month to let everyone know, there's free games. The Vanishing of Ethan Carter is free right now on the Epic Game Store. Rogue Legacy is also free on the Epic Game Store. Call of Duty Vanguard is doing a free weekend. Black Desert right now, if anyone wants it, get it. It's free right now. If you get it on Steam for free, it'll be free forever. It's really good too. It's kind of like...
You said Black Desert?
Yeah, Black Desert Online is free right now. It's normally, I think, like $10 or $20 or something like that, but it's completely free right now because they just did like this massive update called Eternal Mountain of Eternal Winter. Just Act Natural's free. Open TDD or TTD. Hood Outlaws and Legends is free if you have PlayStation. Mandagon. Free. Slay the Spire is free on PlayStation. So is Battle for Bikini Bottom Dehydrated or Rehydrated. On Xbox, you got Topico 6, Omino, Fear Simulator, and Microsoft Flight Simulator. You got a bunch of free games actually. Before We Leave, MLB, Street Power Football, another site. Outpost and Farming are free right now. So
hell yeah, bro.
Go get your free games.
Oh man, just the big yawn.
Go get your free games. If you have Epic, XCOM 2 is going to be free in 2 more days. I've been waiting for this game to become free. So it's going to be free for a little bit in 2 more days, April 14th. So make sure you get it. Even if you don't want to play it right now, I highly suggest just grabbing the free games, because you never know. Maybe in the future you might want to try it out. So if you have Epic,
sure, brother,
grab it.
Hell yeah.
Caleb.
Amazon, also make sure to check Amazon for your free games.
Hell yeah, brother.
So, I hate you. That's it for me. What else y'all got on the docket today? Anything else? Anything else special happen?
The Valorant player Sinatra that got in trouble a year ago announced today that he said, "It's been a year since I was forced to step back from competitive play, and that time I have learned." About a year ago, maybe. His ex-girlfriend came out and made sexual, like, assault allegations against him, and, like, posted all these sound clips and stuff, and he, I guess, refused to cooperate with a riot investigation, and they banned him for like 6 months, and then eventually his ex, I guess, she dropped the charges, and so like nothing ever went to court or anything, and everybody's like talking shit, all these women and like other people are talking shit about Valorant, talking about how are they letting these abusers back into the scene and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But
I mean, are they really letting abusers back into the scene, or like what's going on here?
I mean, nothing like was ever
proven,
okay. I guess. Like, he was never, like, charged with anything because the charges were dropped. People are saying that she dropped the charges because, I guess, his community and, like, other people were sending her, like, death threats and, like, harassing her. And apparently she dropped the charges for her mental health. People are saying that the authorities took over and decided not to take it to court because she didn't have enough evidence to make it a case. So it's kind of a bunch of he said, she said.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And
people are like, people can change and grow. They're like, if he's doing better and changing as a person and owning up to stuff, then I have no problem with him coming back. And other people are like, no, he should never come back. Fuck that guy.
Wasn't he in the Overwatch?
Yeah. So he was originally an Overwatch player for, I think he was on your favorite team, Gavin, Philadelphia.
Yeah,
Fusion.
I think he was on Fusion because he was
a Tracer player.
And I think he also did Widowmaker too.
He did a lot of hit scan.
Yeah. Oh
yeah, but once Valorant came out, he made the switch to Valorant. He was a professional Valorant player for Sentinels.
Speaking of Overwatch, let's talk about Overwatch. I want to
Overwatch 2 beta comes out this week, I think.
Does it? Because it was canceled, or not canceled, but delayed.
I saw someone something about someone like follow on Twitch posted. They went live, and their title was like Overwatch beta tomorrow or something.
April 26th, though, is supposed to be the beta. A 5v5 new hero, Thorjorn, all the Overwatch 1 maps, plus 4 new maps, the new push mode, and Osiris, Doomfist, Bastion, and Sombra are getting reworked, and then a ping system. So It took them an entire game. This...
I can't believe they haven't had a ping system.
Well, so Overwatch 1, I watched this really interesting video called Death of a Video Game, which this dude does. It's fucking fantastic. I've been obsessed with him. And he did one over...
Oh, yeah? Why don't you gay marry him?
I might have to gay marry him, honestly, for being completely honest. But he did it in... basically, Overwatch 1 right now is in, like, maintenance mode. And it's... No, they're not doing any more...
Overwatch 1, I feel like Overwatch and Overwatch League is kind of dead. Like,
Nerd Slayer is the one. He's done a really good one. But basically, Overwatch 1 got put in like this maintenance mode where they were just kind of keeping it up. No updates, no new heroes, no new maps, no like balance fixes or anything. And somehow... It's crazy. So Overwatch was doing really bad. Like, their numbers just weren't very good, and they were
still... Yeah, their viewership for Overwatch League is, like, super down.
Yeah, and so they were still landing, like, million-dollar contracts with, like, Twitch and now YouTube. Because, like, now you can only watch Overwatch League on YouTube.
Yeah, it's been only on YouTube for, like, a couple years now.
Yeah, and it's just crazy to think about how, like, they...
That's when I stopped watching it.
They weren't getting very many views, and YouTube still paid, like, millions to have them. In a franchise slot, these teams are still paying $20 million for these franchise slots. And it's insane, considering how bad Overwatch did. Like, it was... super good in the high, but then it just went downhill so fucking quick, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it went downhill so quick. And that's insane. A lot of people were saying that the reason is that Blizzard basically forced the esports scene too much. Like, they should have let it kind of grow naturally and let it kind of, like, let an esports scene actually get, like, developed and a good foundation, and then come in and support and make an Overwatch League, kind of like how League did, where League, the esports scene kind of rose with, like, you know, you had MSI and you had these...
Overwatch kind of had the same thing. They had, like, Overwatch champions, and they had all these other different, like, leagues that weren't, like, franchise leagues in other countries and stuff.
Yeah, but I think the point people were making is they didn't give it long enough. Because, like, there was tournaments for League way before League actually got, like, an official, like, scene. Before Riot was like, okay, let's start, like, actually, like, supporting this esports scene. Let's see where we can take it, and now look at it. Yeah. That and the balances for Overwatch, like, GOATs ruined Overwatch.
Yeah.
Like, really, GOATs fucking ruined... If GOATs never came out, then Overwatch League would probably be in a way better spot. It just got so boring when GOATs came, like, became the meta. And then they had to, like, force roles and stuff to prevent it, and then they got backlash for that. And, like, they did a lot of stuff that they should have done before they released the game as well.
Yeah.
So, if it's Nerd Slayer on YouTube, if you want to watch it, he goes really into depth. And he has more. He did, like, Telltale, Hood, Mortal Online and stuff. Really good series. I really enjoy them. You guys want to check it out.
I mean, the problem with Overwatch is that they listen way too much to what the internet complains about. And, I mean, I hate that. Like, as a game dev, it's not the people who are molding on Reddit. That's not who you need to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You need to objectively look at the game, take certain statistics, and if a certain character is being overplayed or a certain playstyle is being overplayed, obviously it's good for a reason. You need to figure out why all the characters in your game are not being played or why they're not being utilized.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of how, like, League does it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it baffles me that a game like Overwatch can literally exist as long as it has and still have a relatively, like, I'm not going to say updated meta, but, like, they started at 2-2-2, and now they're back at 2-2-2.
Yeah.
Because of roles.
Yeah.
So, like, if you just got back there from where you started, like, why did you change to begin with?
Yeah. Russell. Does Rocket League get like nerfs and buffs? Do they like nerf or buff like certain cars and stuff?
No. So what happened was when a lot of the new cars were coming out, they started doing individualized hitboxes for each of these cars. And a lot of people like threw a fit about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, okay, all these cars have different hitboxes. Why can they not have the same hitbox? Blah, 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 blah. I wish this car did this. I wish this car did that.
Yeah.
Okay. But then Rocket League listened. They were like, all right, we'll make generalized hitboxes. We'll give long, flat cars the same hitbox as a Dominus, which is the most popular long, flat car in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they gave more square-ish type cars the same hitbox as the Octane, which is the most used car in the game, or one of the most used cars in the game.
Yeah, that's the base one like you get when you are playing, right?
Yeah, that's the base car that the game comes with. And then there's like three or four other hitboxes. And then once they kind of narrowed down the other hitboxes to like a total of like five or six, maybe hit like different hitboxes, everybody was like, why are all the hitboxes the same? I don't want all these hitboxes to be the same.
The fuck?
They don't need to be the same. Why is this like this?
Oh my god, that's the fucking worst.
Exactly. Exactly. So they were like, yeah, no, we're keeping it this way. Shut up.
Yeah, if you don't like it, fuck you.
Pretty much.
Since we're talking about like dumb things that happen in games, do y'all remember Anthem?
Nope.
Absolutely. Failed fucking game? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if you know this about Anthem. Someone, when it was still kind of popular and people thought, oh, well, maybe they can fix it. And now it's going through like this super overhaul, which who knows if that's ever actually going to happen. They say it is, but they don't have even a date for it. But someone ran a bunch of numbers. Apparently in Anthem, the strongest weapon in the entire game is just a basic weapon you start off with. Like, that is the strongest gun in the game. It's just a fucking basic gun you get. Like, there's no point in doing strongholds or anything to get better loot because, like, or, well, better guns because you get the best gun in the game at the start.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, holy fuck, this game. Oh, man. These failed games are insane to think about.
I mean, imagine that, dude. Like, you gotta think, like, you put so much hype into a game, and then you realize that, well, what if we can't live up to this?
Yeah.
And
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Cyberpunk. Let's see, Cyberpunk was Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, there's games that don't live up to the hype, and then there's games that get outshined. You know, like games that do get dropped, but then get outclassed, even though I think they're a better game. And one of those was quite literally Titanfall.
Like Titanfall 1?
Yeah, the very first one.
Okay, I was about to say, because Titanfall 2 is a timeless classic. And we will not allow Titanfall 2 slander on this podcast.
No. Titanfall 2 is awesome. I love that. I don't know. I'm so upset that game kind of like
failed.
Yeah, fell to the wayside.
Yeah, like Anthem, the concept is so good, and I'm like, man, I wish this game was fun, like really good, because like, I would love to fly around like fucking Iron Man in different suits and fucking explore an open world and beat giant monsters. Like that sounds so like so much fun, until like you actually get into Anthem. Like the concept of Anthem, like if you just explained Anthem to someone who's never played Anthem and they have no knowledge about it, and you just were like, let me explain just what the game's about. You fly around in mechs, pretty much like Iron Man mech suits, and with guns and grenades and rocket launchers and missiles and stuff, and you kill these really big monsters, and that's pretty much what you do. People are gonna be like, wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then you tell them, yeah, except the game's super repetitive. There's no power progression. There's no reason to do anything in the game, really. It just can't even really play it because you'll disconnect and ugh. And I hope someone comes out with the Anthem like game, but does it really good, like a mech Iron Man game.
Yeah, agreed.
Like
agreed.
Like Destiny. I want like Destiny meets like Iron Man and monsters, and like have something like that, because Destiny 2 is really good.
Yeah.
I agree, but like I'm not a Destiny 2 person at all.
Yeah.
I tried with Destiny 1 and then I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Destiny 2, I think they did a lot better job with it. But since we're on the topic of kind of like these older video games, do you guys have any like timeless games that you think will always hold up? Like always hold up no matter what, like in like 50 years, like if you went back and played this game, like it would still
Final Fantasy VII.
Really good.
The original, even though they remade it.
Yeah.
Russell, do you have any like timeless games for you?
Yeah.
Beastmasters.
I think my ultimate timeless classic is
Ultimate Beast.
I think mine is 100%. This is, y'all may laugh at me for this, but it was something I played so much of as a kid when I originally got my GameCube, and it's probably lost in the static for all gamers whatsoever. But Donkey Konga 2.
Hmm.
The Donkey Kong Bongos music game.
Nice. Guitar Hero?
Donkey Konga led me to continue to play Guitar Hero.
For me?
Because it was a music game.
For me, I think everyone will agree.
Spyro.
Oblivion. I think Oblivion is a timeless game for me. I could go back and play it. I actually have it. I could go back and play it right now, and I would still have just as much fun as I did when I first got it. And, like, Skyrim, too.
Yeah.
I can't... are y'all excited for Starfield to come out?
Never heard of it.
I have no idea what that is. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm excited for the GoldenEye remake.
Yeah, same. Dead of Time is classic.
Nope.
Starfield, yeah. So, it's a Bethesda space game. It looks pretty good. It was announced in like 2020 or 2021 or something. It's supposed to come out this year.
I'm surprised, Gavin, you haven't played that new
I'm gonna just post
Tiny Tina's
Wonderland. Want to. Yeah. I want to. It's not on Steam yet. I gotta wait. I have to wait till
it looks pretty cool.
I have to wait till March 25th.
March 25th was the last month. All right, Gavin.
Not March. Is it April? Hold on. Let me see when if I can come out on Steam. Because I can't buy it anywhere, and I'm not paying $80 for the fucking other one. It doesn't even have a release date on fucking. It will be. March says it's coming March 31st. If it's supposed to be on Steam, then why the fuck can I buy it on Steam? That's I do plan on getting it. It looks like a lot of fun. It's like Dungeons and Dragons in Borderlands, two of my favorites.
It's like a continuation on Borderlands.
Yeah,
except with dice.
Yeah, oh, like
I didn't know it had dice.
Yeah, it's like different like classes and stuff, and it's supposed to be like Tiny Tina's Wonderland is basically like Tiny Tina walking the characters through like Dungeons and Dragons. They had like a little bit of it in Borderlands 3, where you could go talk to Tiny Tina, and there was like this little like different world you could go to where you play, and she like narrates everything, and like you could be walking somewhere, and like she'll just like, and then a, you know, this giant monster comes out and attacks you guys, and then out of nowhere there's a giant monster that she's explaining what it looks like and stuff. So, but I posted some of the art for Starfield on in the Discord. Looks really good. I'm kind of excited to learn a little bit more about it. I love space games. So
space games are dope.
What? Shut out, Russell.
I said space games are pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I still to this day play No Man's Sky.
Oh my god, you're crazy.
Dude, it's still really good. They just released a new update called Sentinels, and they basically rehauled all of the Sentinels in the game, which are like the robot enemies. They like patrol the worlds and stuff, so like if they see you like taking a rare resource, they'll like start trying to kill you. And so they rehauled all of them and added in new ones because everyone was like, man, hey, Hello Games, the fucking Sentinels and No Man's Sky suck. They're stupid, they're bland. And No Man's Sky was like, okay, well, all right, well, let's rehaul that. And so they redid all of it, added new ones, added new weapons, pretty much kind of redid all of the combat. Like now you can have this giant fucking mech that walks around with you and like protects you and shit. And like there's new like companions, like robot companions you can get and shit. Like No Man's Sky went from one of the worst launches ever to being almost exactly what everybody wanted. I still want them to have where we can see other players just around the world, like instead of having to go into a group and then leave like a space, like the anomaly with them to be able to see them. I want to just be able to like, oh, hey, this is like a galactic hub for players. So like when player, like all the players go here and like stuff like that. Like I still want that. But other than that, they've pretty much given us everything we've asked for, which is awesome. I think, I think Hello Games is a really good development studio.
Well, okay.
Well, alrighty. Caleb obviously wants to go waste his life in Valorant and Iron 3.
Oh, you know one thing I do like about Valorant, though?
Huh.
What's that?
Your, like, LP, like, their version of LP gains, like, you get it based on your performance in the game.
I heard that their LP was shit, though. Like, if you lose a game, you lose, like, a shit ton of LP, but when you win, you don't really win that much.
Like, if you do really well in a game, like, I did really well, I did good in this game, and we lost, though, and I only lost 8. And then the game I just played, I did really well, and I got 25.
That's better than Leagues.
Yeah.
I get, like, 15, 17, no, I think I get like 17 LP and I lose like 10 because I'm in bronze right now and I haven't been playing. But once I get back up to like silver 2, I'll be losing like 27 LP and getting like 2.
Yeah.
But all right, guys, is there anything else that y'all have to say?
No.
Just that I love everybody who listens to this podcast.
I also love everyone. Russell. I also love Russell. That'll do it for us here. Remember to answer the question. There's going to be another question, like there always is. Join our Discord, like come talk to us, give us things to talk about as well, because you know we would love to have you guys that as well. If you join the Discord and you don't say that Russell is a very handsome man, then you'll instantly get banned.
If you come and join the Discord, Russell will send you a selfie.
And then you can just then you can just tell him how hot he is
with his shirt off.
Well, hold on, bud.
With his chest pubes leading down to his ball fro.
Okay, hang on. Now, you know what, everybody? We're gonna do this. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Guys. Bye, everybody.